Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Thursday, September 20th, 2012. Plus Model Radio is a proud sponsor of the Fuller Woman Expo, which will be this weekend, September 21st through the 23rd in Detroit. Kim Coles will be the keynote speaker, and Lorna Lipp from Curvy Girls, who was on the show Monday, will be there, as well as comedian Erica Watson. For more information, visit thefullerwomanexpo.com. In October 13th, Elite Curves International presents Hot Curves LA Fashion Week. This event will be making history by being the first plus-size fashion show during Los Angeles Fashion Week. I have the pleasure of being the host of this prestigious event, and there will be lots of special guests there. To purchase tickets and for more information, visit EliteCurvesInternational.com. Now, today is a special event because we have a very special guest on the show. Selena Johnson. Imagine this. You're a Grammy-nominated singer, considered one of the best vocalists of your generation, who has scored major R&B hits and has been invited to collaborate with the likes of Kanye West and R. Kelly. Yet some folks consider you underrated. This has been the plight of Selena Johnson, as claimed as one of the finest R&B voices to have emerged during the past decade. She is the co-star in the TV One hit docu series R&B Divas, airing Monday nights at 10, 9 Central, which also stars Faith Evan, Monifa, Nikki Gilbert, and Kiki Wyatt. Selena's passion for health, fitness, and nutrition has led her to develop a fitness DVD called Mommy's Got Soul and Artistic Soul Sessions. Her latest project, a live performance mini album, is set to release this Tuesday, September 25th. Let's welcome the one and only Selena Johnson.
Hey.
Hi, Selena. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show. I'm a big fan of yours, and I've been a fan of yours since the first CD, so I'm really excited to have you on the show.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
So how did you get involved with the R&B Divas Project? Who were you friends with prior to being on the show?
I'm friends with all of them. But Nikki Gilbert was the one who called all of us, and it kind of was like, hey, girl, what you doing? You know, like, none, girl, what you doing? She's like, girl, I got this idea for this R&B Housewives, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it originated. And I was like, well, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. She was like, so I'm putting something together so you'll do it. I was like, yeah. I was like, you know who would be a good time? Kiki. Let me call Kiki. Let me see if she'll do it, right? So I text Kiki and was like, can Nikki call you and talk to you? She was like, yeah. And she was like, I was going to do my own show, but yeah, this sounds like a good look. So then Nikki was like, she going to call Mo. So Nikki calls Mo, and then I called Tweet. I asked Tweet, and then Nikki had it was a bunch of us at first, and then just like other people, because I guess it took so long, you know, they kind of just had to do their own thing. And me, Mo, Faith came in by Nikki because they were really close. Faith was getting ready to do her own show, but she didn't really want to be by herself, you know, on TV that, you know, this soon. She was kind of nervous about the whole spotlight being completely on her. You know, she's a very private person. So I think that's one of the reasons why she was like, okay, this would be a good look. Plus, she just really felt like this would be a good platform for her to help others too. And you know, she's that kind of person, real sweet, real giving and kind-hearted. So she wanted to help us more than even herself because she already had her own show going. So she came in with Nikki. So it was basically Nikki's idea and Nikki's baby. And, you know, we all helped her bring it to fruition.
And now it's ironic that Nikki brought you in, and when we saw the last episode, there was tension between you and Nikki. So just being on a reality show with the cameras following you, does that put like an extra pressure on the friendship, or, you know, how are you and Nikki now?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. I'm sorry. My phone has been really stupid today, but yes. Just being on a reality show, what? I missed that last part.
I was saying it's ironic that Nikki brought you into the show, and on the last episode we saw the two of you had tension. So how is your relationship with Nikki now after being on the cameras together?
It's the same. Look, we don't argue now. We are black women, and we are strong, and we have different opinions, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the only one that's arguing with Nikki. Nikki's not the only one that's had an argument with somebody. I've argued with Mo. Kiki argued with Mo and Faith. You know, so everybody be arguing. You know what I'm saying? That's what
right,
it is.
Right.
It's just that we understand that, oh, girl, shut up at the end of the day and then what you doing? You know, we just know how to, I think it's because we have so much going on in our lives. We really just don't have time to sit and harbor about issues like that, little stuff, little disagreements. That stuff is little and petty. So we're way past that. Like, when we looked at it, we laughed at it because it's so old, you know.
And how do you feel you're being portrayed on the shows? Because some people, when they're on reality shows, they feel they're unfairly edited and created into a character. What's your thoughts on when you see yourself?
I think that I have to say, they really did a great job editing. I wish they would have shown more of certain things, but I understand it's not enough time in the episode. So I get it, and I think they edited really well. I think that I'm portrayed pretty true to who I am. I really do, and sometimes I look at myself like, oh, my God, I'm so ghetto. But
you know,
like, honey, sometimes I be like, sometimes I really see the soulfulness. It seeps out. But I'm okay with that because, you know, I grew up on that sort in the hood, you know. So, I mean,
right.
My family's from the hood and, you know, I just, like, hood meaning it wasn't a real bad area, but it wasn't, like, the best area. Like, we had a nice, pretty house on this one block, but if you go around the corner, it's a problem. So, we were kind of sheltered, me and my sisters, which is why we're so close. But our family was not sheltered. My mama grew up in, like, the projects and Robbins, and my dad grew up in Holly Springs, Mississippi. So our family is kind of ghetto like that. It's kind of like bougietto, kind of, sort of. Like, we know about the finer things in life, and, you know, we know how to role play. Like, if I get on the phone with a bill collector, it's going to be a totally different situation. It's going to be like, oh, awesome, thank you very much for your time and help. You know, it's going to be that talk. But if I'm being myself, it's who you see on this show.
And that's reality. That's the reality.
That's what it is. It's just ABCs of me, baby.
And I really love how you represent the Curvy Divas on the show. I saw you wearing a shirt that said Curvy Divas Rock. How big of a role does size play as far as your image as an artist and what the music companies think is marketable?
Oh, my goodness, honey. It is one of the number one things for women. Men are not pressured as much. Women are pressured to be beautiful. That's how you get the endorsements. That's how you're going to get some of, you know, magazines and things like that. A lot of times it's about outer beauty. You know, it's this industry. We know what this industry is. It's not based on inner beauty. Nobody cares if you're a beautiful person inside. Like, nobody cares. So you have to be, you know, a certain type. But it was more pressure on me younger, you know, where I was doing diet pills and starving myself to death. That's how I got into the vocal cord trouble, because the diet pills made me have reflux. and I had to like go to all this therapy and all this stuff for my voice. But actually, you know, now I've had two children, and you know, because I was very slim back in the day, but I had two children. And so I lost the baby weight for the first one. Now I'm still trying to lose the baby weight for the second one. He's 19 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm okay because I feel like as a mother, I think I look good. You know,
you don't look good.
Honey, too, having had two children, I think I'm holding it together. Now, whether or not the world likes it or not, that's not my business. Okay, then? As long as I like me and I'm comfortable with me, that's all that matters. I never want to be a size 2. I think the lowest I want to go is like an 8. You know, I just really feel like an 8 is a beast on me. I think I feel confident. I feel curvy. I want to keep my curves. I'm a black woman. I'm excited. You know, I used to model full figure for Wilhelmina for like 5 years.
Right,
and, it was the greatest experience ever because to come into that office and their eyes light up just because you look like you do was amazing. It was a self-esteem booster. Especially being on the label that, you know, tells you that you fat. Let's keep it real. My label used to be like, you fat. You need to lose weight. So that was like the pressure, you know, the pressure be on the label and stuff like that. But I think that the people are more accepting of a person who just really loves themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be any size. Like, Queen Latifah is not skinny, but she is amazing and beautiful and talented and rich.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And gets all opportunities.
And so you started your own music label and taking your career in your own hands. So is issues like that not a biggest deal now that you're your own boss?
Well, no, it's always going to be an issue. But the reason for the issue has changed for me. I want to I'm a 12 now, 12 sometimes a 14, sometimes a 10. You know how these clothes go. But for me, it's not about being a look. Certain look for me, it's about a feeling and it's about overall health. I want to be a healthy size 8. In some, you know, if you look at the books and, you know, the nutrition books, because I'm a nutrition science major, what I've learned is like a size 8 really is obese according to national BMI charts and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it won't be for me. You know, because I'll be healthy, I'll be strength training. I'm about overall optimal health. That's my focus. That's why I'm creating Mommy's Got Soul Workout DVD series.
Tell me a little bit about this DVD because some people will find it ironic that we will be talking about you being a plus size model and then being into fitness too, because some people would think the two don't go.
Absolutely. When that is absolutely some bullshit. First of all, a size 8 starts full figure. Okay, let's be very clear. And I know women at a size 8 that'll kill some of these twos, these size twos.
Right.
They just put them to shame, honey. It's like Serena Williams pretty much puts everybody to shame. Like, to me, her body is stupid. And she's considered full figure, but really, she's not. She's
athletic.
Fit. Yeah, she's athletic and fit. And I just feel like your health is determined by your waistline. You know, a lot of black women are made where their waistlines are very small, and then they're hippie, and then they got breasts. And that's nothing they can do about that. That's genetics. Even if they lose weight, it's still going to be that shape, that Betty Boop-like shape. So it's unfair to determine health and fitness based on the way a person looks, because I know some people that, you know, might weigh a lot but can outrun the skinniest person you know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, a skinny person might smoke cigarettes all day long and be too unhealthy and have a gut, but be real skinny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
is
really,
your DVD for people of all fitness levels?
No, my DVD, the Mommy's Got Soul series is a series. The first DVD shows me, Nikki Gilbert's in it, Shanita Foster from Football Wives is in it, my partner Sheena Menard and her sister Michelle. All of us have children. And none of us are skinny, as you can you know I'm not skinny. None, you know Nikki's not skinny. You know she's not skinny. We don't want to be skinny. However, we're still trying to lose weight to be healthy. We want to lose weight to be healthy for ourselves. So the Mommy's Got Soul DVD is about women that look like you and I, okay, that work out. That work out. There are women that look like you and I that work out all the time. The average size woman in America is a size 13. So clearly, it's unrealistic for me as a mom. I got two kids. I just had a baby. I still got a little bitty poop stomach. I just had a C-section. It's taking me longer, you know what I'm saying, to lose the weight. It's not realistic for me to look at the TV and see a woman who's a fast four, got a six-pack stomach, come on, she got four and five kids. That doesn't relate to me. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
I want to see a woman that look like me, who in the video, she's sweating, she dying, she trying, but she's getting through it, and she's happy about losing weight, and she's motivated. That's what motivated me, like, shoot, if she can do it, then I can do it. And in the second DVD series, the goal is to be smaller and smaller until, not smaller, but healthier and healthier, and then watch my transition all the way to my goal weight. You know what I'm saying? To do it with me together, for me and my fans to do it together.
And then where can we purchase this DVD?
Well, it is still in the process of being edited and prepared for the public. Season two, which I'm speaking into existence. We have not gotten the okay on it yet, but I've got good vibes since we broke all kind of records on TV One. I'm positive that, you know, I'm hoping and praying and positive that we'll get a season two. I will showcase Mommy's Got Soul and everything about Mommy's Got Soul on it and all the cool things about me getting in, you know, transitioning into the fitness world and, you know, really becoming a fitness advocate. And still being curvy, honey. Never going to lose my curves.
Yeah, I hear that. Now, let's talk about some of your music, because I know you have something new coming out, Artistic Soul Sessions. Now, tell me about that. Acoustic, sorry.
That's okay, honey. Acoustic Soul Sessions is the very first live album that I've ever recorded. I'm very excited about it. In 20 years, I've never released a live album. So this is really, 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 really exciting. It's got like five songs of chapter one, and then five songs of chapter five that are done live, and then there's two songs that one's a remake, Wild Horses by Rolling Stones, and then the other one is a brand new song that I just felt it was, you know, I was pregnant with this concept, and I just went into the studio and gave birth to it, and it's called I Cut My Hair. And so it's all live, and it's all acoustic. So it's no tricks and trades, ain't no auto-tone, ain't none of that. It's just straight away singing and a guitar.
But you don't need auto-tune anyway, though. You're so talented.
Thank you so much. I mean, but nowadays, it ain't even about needing auto-tune. Like, people just use it as a fad, you know.
But
I wanted to bring us back to, I think that's what kind of made us lose the focus on true, real R&B music. So I wanted to get us back to that. And that's why I've broken down my show to just guitars and singing.
And so this is coming out this Tuesday, September 25th, right?
Yes, ma'am. This Tuesday, September 25th.
And then you're also on the R&B Divas album. That's the tribute to Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Well, it's not a tribute. It's not even a charity album. Well, it's a charity album. Some of the proceeds go to Whitney Houston Foundation in Jersey.
Okay.
But, Started Off from Chapter 5 is on that acoustic album. I mean, not acoustic album. That album that comes out
October
2nd. Right.
And then you also have something coming out 2013 with your father, The Rebirth of Soul.
Absolutely. Rebirth of Soul is an album that is it's a remix. It's a remake album of some of the classic songs from the 50s and 60s. And I used all live instrumentation. Once again, no auto tone, none of that. And I'm talking about old school where you stand in there with them and sing it at the same time they're playing it. So,
but did you remake a Aretha Franklin song? Because your voice reminds me of Aretha Franklin a little bit.
Oh, wow. Well, I absolutely did. I remade Chain, Chain, Chain. I remade that one, Chain of Fools.
Well, I know that album is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. And actually, the shoot from the show this week was for the cover of that album.
The Rebirth album?
Mm-hmm. That part where I had on, like, the peach theme, the orange thing, that is the cover of the Rebirth of Soul, except we changed the color to white.
So you got a lot of music coming out, a lot of things to promote.
Well, not only that, honey, I got a, I'm endorsing, well, I created and founded this new R&B supergroup. Their name is Lakeshore. They are, when I tell you they can sing, they faces off. They can sing their faces off. And they it's two guys and a girl. And they're actually in a photo shoot right now as we speak. It's two guys and a girl, and they are amazing. And they're actually featured on the Acoustic Soul Sessions album. They are they're doing the backgrounds. And Malone of Lakeshore, one of the members, sings a duet with me called Little Things.
So they sing R&B music too, or they're more poppish?
They're R&B, but it's like a new R&B. It's like a retro type R&B. It's really dope. We don't really want to give it a name just yet because we don't want to, I mean, we don't like to classify it, but the basis is R&B because that is, for me, the basis of all music is R&B.
So are you looking for new talent for your label?
No, I'm not. But I am holding a contest right now it's called an Acoustic Soul Search, and we're actually looking for the fourth contestant right now. And that's running, you know, all the time. So we're getting in submissions, and I announce the winner of each week on the day of the episode.
Well, all right. Well, you got a lot going on. You are hustling, girl.
Money, and don't forget, I got another thing. I got a T-shirt line coming called Selenaism.
Oh, right. And then what size is this going to go up to?
Oh, no. You know, I haven't put that together, but I'm sure it'll be enough sizes for us all, honey. It's going to be men's sizes, women's sizes. I'm still constructing the kind of shirt because I don't know if I want to do, like, baby tees because everybody don't like baby tees. You know,
no, because sometimes the baby tees show the guts sometimes.
Yeah, we ain't got time for that. You know, sometimes you want to wear a big T-shirt and some leggings and go on about your business.
Well, is the indie, is the new major, is that one of your shirts?
That's not one of my shirts, but that is a shirt that I love. And that is one of that is my sister's line. Indie is the new major. She has shirts that say act major, think indie. And her line is www.dygmanagement.com. That's where you can get those shirts.
All right, so you got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Do you have an interest in modeling still? Because I remember your campaign with Ashley Stewart. Are you going to do more modeling?
That was my Wilhelmina days. And if they want to give me a contract, I'll definitely take it. I'm not going to tell them no. I'm open. I'm open to whatever is going to increase the Selena Johnson brand that makes sense for the Selena Johnson brand. If plus-size women view me as a spokesmodel for them and if they view me as a positive figure for them, then I'm more than happy to step into that role and take ownership and try and, you know, be an advocate for them as much as possible. I mean, I am a curvy woman. My sisters are curvy women. My mother's a curvy woman. Even though they're small and little, they're still curvy, you know. So I'm an advocate for shapely women. So,
Girl. Well, so do you have anything coming up that we should be on the lookout for? I know we talked about all of your projects. Do you have any dates coming up where you'll be performing or anything else we should mention?
I do have a date in New York coming up. Actually, I'm going this weekend. I'm going to be in Milwaukee with Tony Neal at Jeans Lounge in Milwaukee this Friday to host his birthday party. And then I'm hosting another birthday party the very next day, which is also my husband's birthday, in Chicago at a club called Little Pearl. And or I think it's either Black Pearl or Little Pearl. And that's on Saturday. But if you just follow me on Twitter, which is Selena_Johnson, and go to my webpages, my webpage is selenamusic.com and my Facebook is Selena Johnson Official. If you go to those social media avenues, you'll be able to follow along with all the things that I'm doing. Like I'll be at the Drum on the 27th. I'll be, you know, shows come up all the time. So,
right.
You know, you just got to Twitter and Facebook are the two number one things that I think my my website gets things slower. So Twitter and Facebook are the two number one avenues that you can follow anything that I'm doing.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Like I said, I'm a fan, and R&B Divas, I think, is an excellent show. I can't wait for your new albums to come out, and I just can wish you continued success with everything you have going on.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to end the show with one of your songs called Stonewall. Do you want to give us a little intro to Stonewall?
Absolutely. This song represents my life story. Everybody tune in to the first single from my album, Acoustic Soul Sessions, Stonewall.
Well, thanks again, Selena. And whenever you got something to promote, please come back.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thousand battles with my mind, my love, my soul within. Most of them I hit the ground. Made some impossible decisions. Took the road of lonely vision. With faith being my own.
Thank you to my fabulous guest this afternoon, Selena Johnson. Tune in next week and we'll have more professionals in the industry with stories to not only inspire you but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on this show or being a guest, visit the website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio and follow us on Twitter at plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.